We're up to Beis Amid Beis and Brachos, the two dots, about 10 lines from the top. Omar Mar. The teacher said, yeah, we're basically quoting something we said earlier. Mar is a reference to the Rebbe. So we're quoting from earlier. What we said was, Misha Shakonim Nichasin Lechol B'Trumatan. That Shema may be read from the time that Kohanim enter to eat their Truma, which is, we said, Tzeisa Kohanim. So that's what's said in our Mishnah. Dereminu hu, I'll throw at you a question. Rama literally means to throw. Reminu is, I'll throw at you another source that seems to contradict that. The Braisa says as follows, from when do we read Shema at night? From when the pauper enters to eat his bread with salt. The pauper can't afford to light a lamp. Oil is expensive. So he comes in to eat his bread before it's pitch black. He wants to see what he's eating. And you got to finish Shema by the time that he finishes eating his meal. Okay, that doesn't give you too much time. Tosus asks, okay, so when does he say Shema, right? Okay, so Gemara says, Seifa, the end of that Braisa that says that you have to finish Shema by the time the pauper finishes his meal. Vadai pliga matnitin, that certainly is in disagreement with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah understands that the word Bishoch Bichon, the Pasuk, indicates that Shema must be read at night time when people are lying. So, our Mishnah says you could read it all night long till the morning. Chachamim say, distance yourself, go to midnight. Or, Rabbi Eliezer says that Bishoch Bicha is the beginning of the time that people actually go to lie down. When do people actually lie down? Within the first third of the night, Reb Lezer says. This Bryce says, no, the beginning of the time that people go to lie down. When do people start going to lie down? That's this time. The time when it's getting dark, but not fully dark, to when he finishes his meal. About 20 minutes. Those are, let's say, the first half hour of, it's not even Tzeisa Kochavim. Maybe it's, it encompasses also Tzeisa Kochavim until he finishes his meal. But, this Braisa says, Bishachpcha means the time that people start lying down. Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah that said, you have a third of the night. So he says, the time that people, all of the population within the first third of the night has hit their sack. So he says, Bishachpcha means the time that people are going to sleep. Not the beginning of that time, but all of that time. Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, they say Bishoch Bechan Kams is all the time that people are lying down. People lie in their beds all night long. So all night long, you could read Shema. Chachamim say, we'll distance you. We'll say, get it done by midnight. Fine. But no one says like this Braisa. It says the beginning of the time that people go to bed. That's not in accordance with anyone. So Seifa, the end of the Braisa, Vadai Plige Amat Nitin, certainly is disagreeing on our Mishnah. Reisha, what about the beginning of the Braisa? The Braisa begins and tells us, when do you read Shema? From the time that the pauper goes in to eat his bread with salt. Mi leima pligia manitin. Do we have to say that's disagreeing with our Mishnah? That's the first question. Meaning, we began with viraminu. I'll ask you a contradiction. We haven't yet seen the contradiction. The Gemara is building up towards the contradiction. So the Gemara begins with Braisa number one. In Braisa number one, it says that you read Shema from the time that the pauper goes in to eat his bread with salt. Does that have to disagree with our Mishnah, the first part of the Braisa? Answers the Gemara, lo, you don't have to say that that is in disagreement. We like to minimize machloksin, so we will say that ani v'chohen chachiro. In this Braisa, when it says the time that the Ani goes in to eat, that's the same time as the Kohanim going in. That's talking about Tzeisa Kohanim. So this is a Dohak. Because we already said, the poor man usually goes in before the stars come out. He usually goes in to eat when he can still see what he's eating. This pshat is a little bit difficult. That's why the Gemara assumed not like this pshat. That's why the Gemara says, "Mi lema pligya matnidin." Would we say it's an argument with our Mishnah? Then the Gemara says, "A dochek teretz." No, we'll say it's not disagreeing with our Mishnah. So far, so good.
Why are we just leaving the sefer, saying sefer is different?
You can't equate that. You can't make them saying the same thing.
Okay. So because it's impossible to equate that, we leave it and we try to prove that the ratio is saying the same thing.
That at least on the ratio they're not disagreeing. Okay. Meaning there's the beginning time, there's the end time.
Okay.
So at least on the beginning time, let them not disagree.
Okay.
In general, in Shas, we try to minimize machloksin. If we could say that these two are saying the same thing, we like to say that. But here it was a little tough to say that. That wasn't our first understanding of the braisa. So the Gemara says, let's say it like this.
Does it have to be? I mean, Rashi says they have to go in early because they need the light. Does it have to be that way? I mean, maybe you could say that the poor.
Stop. Think.
That's what the Gemara is trying to prove. It's not.
Why did the Gemara use the word ani?
Because that's a certain time period.
Why didn't it say from when people go and date?
Because maybe the Ani have a different time.
Why?
Well, you gave a reason.
Okay, so now you understand, Rashi. You want to say differently? So explain to me. Why did the Gemara use the word Ani? Rashi explained to us why it says Ani.
Okay.
Rashi said, because the Ani goes in early. Now, according to this pshat that the Gemara is saying now, they have to say, gee, why did it say Ani? We don't have an answer for that, right?
Okay.
Why didn't it just say, from when people go and eat? We'll see, another braisa will say that in a minute.
Okay.
So Rashi gave us pashup shot in the braisa, which was not like our Mishnah. It says ani, because ani really goes in earlier. He doesn't have a candle. Mm-hmm. But according to this, what the Gemara is saying now, so the question is, why'd say ani? Okay, so what have we done so far? We've said, our Mishnah, it says kohanim, from when Kohanim go into Truma equals Tzeisa Kohavim. And we've also said that Ani equals Kohen equals Tzeisa Kohavim. These three times are synonymous. That's what we've done so far. Okay, onward. Biriminu, I'll throw at you another question. We have another braisa. In this braisa, it says like this. Me'ei matai matchilin likot kriyat shema ba'avit mishah shebnei adam nichnasin le'achol pitan ba'avit shabbatot divrei Rabbi Meir. Bachachamim omerim mishah shakohanim zakein le'achol b'trumatan. Rabbi Meir says, from when they read Shema, from when people go in to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, which the Gemara understands now. Okay, let's see. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. And Chachamim say, Mishash Kohanim Zakein Lechol B'Trumatan, Siman Nedvar Tzit Kohvim. From when the Kohanim have a right to eat their Truma, and if you want to know a sign for that time, that's Tzeisa Kohanim. Yeah? Okay. So Rabbi Meir says, from when people go in to eat on Friday afternoon, Chachamim say, from when the Kohanim, meaning Tzeis HaKohavim. So Chachamim are just like our Mishnah.
Okay.
Rabbi Meir, who's deferring with Chachamim, he says, from when people go in on Erev Shabbos.
Okay.
Let's skip down to Ka Salka Daitach. The last word on the line is Ka, opposite Tosus Misha, down the line. Ka Salka Daitach. You have it?
Okay.
What we thought, what we would think is, that the braisa that says from when people go in to eat on Friday afternoon is the same time as when the pauper goes in to eat. And if you're going to tell me that the pauper equals the kohen, which is the equation we said earlier, so then, there's no disagreement in this braisa. What's Rabbi Meir saying different than Chachamim? Chachamim, Aynu Rabbi Meir. Then Chachamim and Rabbi Meir have said the same thing. Why does Rabbi Meir say it one way and Chachamim say, no, it's from when the Kohanim go in. Ela Shmamina. But let's say from here we've proven that Ani Shiur Lechud, Vekohen Shiur Lechud. we'll assume that ani and the people going in to eat on Friday afternoons the same time, and they are both different than the time of Kohanim. Yes?
Okay.
Says the Gemara, no, I don't want to say that. Says the Gemara, ani v'kohen chad shiuro, we're going to stick to our guns. The ani and the kohen, they're really the same time. The ani v'nei adam nav chad shiuro. But the ani and the regular people on Friday afternoon are not the same time. So let's review what we did here. We began with our Mishnah that said, Shema may be read from the time Kohanim come into Truma. And we define that as Tzeis HaKohanim. Step one. Our Mishnah, Shema, from time Kohanim enter, equals Tzeis HaKohanim. Braisa, that said that you can read Shema from the time that poor man goes in to eat his bread. We asked, is this point in the Braisa arguing on our Mishnah? We said, maybe not. Let's say that Ani goes in on a regular night at the same Tzeis HaKohanim that Kohanim go in to eat their bread. We said, really? I'll ask you another Braisa. The Braisa says, Rabbi Meir says you could read Shema from when people go in to eat Friday afternoon. Chachamim say from Kohanim meaning Truma equals Tzeis HaKohanim.
Okay.
Now obviously they're arguing. And we'd like to assume that people go in to eat on Friday afternoon the same time that Ani goes in. Why make a machlokis between this Braisa and that Braisa?
Okay.
In which case, Rabbi Meir equals Chachamim. That doesn't make sense. Then they're not arguing about anything. So we said, no, you're wrong in your assumption. Really, what we said originally is true. Ani and Kohen are the same time. The Braisa that says you reach Ma from when the Ani goes in equals our Mishnah that says from Kohanim Tzeis HaKohanim. And this other Braisa you're quoting to me now, don't assume that the time that people go in on Friday afternoon equals Ani. No, not true. Time that people go in Friday afternoon is a new time. You have a third Shita. You have a new Shita. Yeah?
Okay.
So what do we have so far? We're sticking to our guns. We're saying Ani equals Kohen.
Yeah.
And there's a new time. This Bryson now gave me a new time. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion you may read Shema from when? From when people go in on Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we have two Shitot. Our first Bryson agrees with our Mishnah. The Bryson says you read Shema from when the Ani goes in to eat his food. That's just like our Mishnah. We're sticking to that so far. The only differing opinion we've encountered thus far is Rabbi Meir in the second Braisa, who says you reach Shema from the time that people go in to eat on Friday afternoon, on Erev Shabbos. He disagrees. Chachamim in that Braisa say Tzeis, which equals our Mishnah, which equals the first Braisa.
Okay.
So far, so good?
Okay.
So now the Gemara says, really? Viraminu. So what are we saying now? That Ani equals Kohen. We're sticking to that. The time the Ani goes in to eat on a regular night equals the time that a Kohen goes in to eat his Truma equals Tzeis HaKohanim. Really, says the Gemara, Viraminu, I'll throw at you another Braisa. The Braisa says like this, Neima tamatrilin nikot Shema be'alvin. From when do you start reading Shema in Ma'ariv? Let's skip a line. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Misha shakohanim etorin lechol tumatan. From when the Kohanim are pure to eat their Truma. So Rabbi Yeshua equals our Mishnah, right? Yeah? Let's skip another line. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Misha she'ani nichnas lecho pito b'melach. From the time the Ani comes in. You see, you have two opinions in the Braisa. So we're skipping the other opinions for now. Two opinions that are arguing. One says like our Mishnah, and the other one says Ani. So you can't tell me that Ani equals our Mishnah. Right? Let's skip across from Tosus Amar Lei. Ela lav shmami, no, you have it? Ela lav, but no, it's not like we said until now. Shmami, no, from here we've proven shiura de ani lechud, the shiura de kohen lechud. The shiur, the time of the ani going in to eat his bread with salt is one shiur, it's separate, and the shiur of the kohen is separate. Shmami, no. The Gemara says you've proven it. So that's the conclusion of the sugiyah. We skipped a few lines, we'll fill them in. But basically what the Gemara did was say, we have another Braisa that says from the time the Ani comes in, let's say it equals Kohen. The Gemara tried disproving it from a second Braisa that says, Rabbi Meir and Chacham disagree. Rabbi Meir says from when the average man comes in on Friday afternoon, Chachamim say Tzeis, that we said maybe the average man equals on a Friday equals the Ani on his every day. We said, no. Ani and Kohen are still the same shear. Rabbi Meir is the one that has a dissenting opinion. He says, from when people come in Friday afternoon.
Okay.
We said, okay, but that doesn't work either, because we have another braisa in which Rabbi Yeshua says, like our Mishnah, that you could start Shema Tzeis, and Rabbi Chanina disagrees and says, you start Shema from when the Ani comes in, and we said, knockout proof, you're right, that proves it. Ani does not equal Koi, does not equal Tzeis.
You said that's the end of the Sugya?
That's the end of this point of the Sugya, yeah.
So, you don't have an answer.
We just said that Ani doesn't equal Kohen. We proved that.
Right. Which means, going back to the beginning, the Braisa said that you say Shema from when the Ani goes in.
Right.
Which is contradicting our...
It's arguing. We didn't want to make it into Machlokas. We said, could we say that it's not arguing? We answered, no. You have to say, this Braisa is disagreeing. The Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. Here we see it in the last Braisa here. Really, there is a machlokas. We can't just make peace.
Machlokas, but Rav Eliezer, who says it in the Mishnah?
Bajab Shah, yeah.
So Rav Eliezer wins out.
We don't know yet.
He's in the Mishnah.
Okay.
That doesn't mean anything.
Let's hold our horses. We're still in the middle of the sugya. One point we've clarified.
Okay.
Let's see. Remind me to get back there, but we won't make it to cover all that tonight. It's too much to discuss. Let's first fill in the gaps. Okay. So let's start the sugya from the beginning. We distilled the sugya to what was relevant to us. Now the Gemara happens to include the full braisa when it quotes it. And the full braisa has other information. So let's go through the sugya from the beginning. Omar Mar. We begin with a quote. Shema may be read from the time that Kohanim entered the Truma. Viraminu, I'll throw at you a braisa that seems to argue on that. May matai kolin Shema ba'avin. From when do we reach Shema at night? Mishani nechnas lechol pito b'melach. From when the poor man goes in to eat his bread with salt. Atshash omed li patom mitoch sudato. Till he gets up to finish to leave his meal. Seifa, the end time, the end of the braisa. Vadai pliga matnitan. Certainly disagrees with our Mishnah. Reisha milei mapligi amat nitin. Would we say that the beginning of the Braisa disagrees with our Mishnah? Lo, no, you don't have to say it. Ani v'kohen chad shiuhu. We'll say that the ani and the kohen are really one time. The ani comes in to eat is really tzis hakochavim, just like our Mishnah. V'raminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. It says in a second Braisa, from when do we start reading Shema at night? From the time that people go in to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim say, from the time that Kohanim are pure, they merit to eat their Truma. Siman Nedeval, a sign of this times is Tzeta Kochavim, when the stars come out. Daval Bishen Hayal Deval Zecher LaDeval. And even though the following Pasuk doesn't prove this point, but it's a way of remembering this point, Shnemalka says in the Pasuk, when they were building the second temple, so the Shomronim, the Kutim, were attacking them and trying to destroy everything they built. So they would have to build while they were guarding. They were building and they were on the lookout for the Yassam, for all these people that were going to come and destroy what they were building. So the Pasuk describes it. We were working and half of us were standing there on guard with the spears from Alot HaShachar till Tzeit HaKochavim. The Pasuk describes that's how they work. For all day long, from Alos to Tzeit HaKochavim. Vomer, and another pasuk describes, Vayulanu alayla mishma vayom melacha. At night, we'd sleep by the work to watch it, to guard it. The nights were for watching, and the days were for work. So you see that the night begins at Tzeis HaKochavim, because they say we worked by day. And it's described that they worked from Alos till Tzeis. So Gemara says, wait a second, why do you have to bring me two psukim? My ve'omer, why did you have to bring me that second quote? It's enough that you told me they worked all day long. I understand. People work by day. That's an indication. That's day. When do you read your nighttime Shema? The Tanakh Kama says from Tzeis HaKochavim. So this pasuk is indicative that until Tzeis HaKochavim, it's day. Why did you have to bring me another pasuk in which they explicitly say, by day we worked and by night we rested? And without that pasuk, I wouldn't know that if it's described as their work was from alos tetzeis, that means that day is from alos tetzeis. Didn't I know that without the pasuk clearly telling me they worked by day? Yeah? So the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't have known it. And if you'd claim against me, maybe from the time the sun goes down, that's night. So then why did they work until Tzeis HaKochavim? Why did they work another 72 minutes after the sun went down? The Inu and they were so into their work, they're building the Beis HaMikdash, they worked into the night, into the dark. The Pasuk is describing, they worked till Tzeis. That doesn't mean halachically daytime is till Tzeis and that's when you could start saying the nighttime Shema. Maybe they worked beyond that. Umakdimi, maybe they started working early, even before daytime. Tashma, that's why I come here, the proof. That's why the Pasuk has to say, the nighttime was for watch, the daytime was for work. This Pasuk clearly proves that that description of our work being from Alos Tetzeis is a description of the daylight hours. And then the nighttime Shema obviously doesn't begin then, but rather right after Tetzeis. Kasal kadaitech, we have been thinking until now, that the Oni and everyone else is really one shiur. This is the punchline of the proof, meaning we went off on this tangent. But how did the Braisa begin? Reb Meir says, from when people go in on Friday. Chachamim say, from Tzeis HaKochavim, from Kohanim. Now, we think on the surface that Oni equals the average person on Friday afternoon. Now, if that's so, if ani uvnei adam is chad shiurahu, if the time the ani goes in is the same time as the average man goes in, the yamit ani v'kohen chad shiurahu, and then if you'll stick to your guns and say the ani and the kohen equal one shiur, chachamim ayinu Rabbi Meir, then turns out that chacham and Rabbi Meir are saying the same thing. Elashma mina ani shiur lechud v'kohen shiur lechud. So maybe this proves our first theorem, what we said that ani equals kohen. Lo, the Gemara says, no, I'd rather stick to my guns and say, ani v'chohen chad shiurahu, that ani equals kohen, that ni uvnei adam nav chad shiurahu, but rather I'll say that the ani doesn't equal when the average man comes in on Friday afternoon. That's the way I'll dispel this disproof.
You had asked the question before, how could it possibly be that Rabbi Meir and the Chochum and Omrim are saying the same thing?
It can't, that's the proof. The Gemara is saying, would you say that? Then it doesn't work. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That can't be.
Okay, dope.
That's the proof, because that can't be. Can't be they're saying the same thing. Okay. Do you really want to say that ani equals coin? Firminu. I'll throw at you another brisa that's contradiction. And I'm sorry to be pausing in the middle, but we're out of time. So you guys know what the proof is. We just got to learn the full brisa. Okay. You know the proof. Okay. So we'll pick up here with such a